listener production.
Currently 19 degrees around Hobart. Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Burke. The country's lowest paid workers could be in line for a pay rise. The federal government has hinted it'll back an increase to minimum wage to keep pace with inflation. It'll make its submission to Fair Work's annual wage review on Friday. Meantime, the record run of rate hikes are taking effect, with inflation falling again last month. It's now sitting at 6.8%, down from 7.4% in January. The RBA wants to see the figure closer to 2 or 3%. The federal government is standing firm on its election commitment to fund 30,000 social and affordable homes over the next 5 years. It's yet to win enough support to pass the $10 billion plan, with the Greens calling for more money and more houses. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says negotiations are continuing.
We remain committed to the legislation. There were a range of amendments agreed to.
Meantime, the MacPoint Stadium is on the agenda when Tasmanian supporters of the plan meet with the Prime Minister. The group showing the federal government the plan has support and explaining the benefits. The Tourism Industry Council, Master Builders, the Hospitality Association and the Property Council are all involved. And fire crews are responding to reports of a shed fire on Clarence Street in Belrive. Crews from Hobart, Rokeby and Clarence are in attendance, currently containing the fire. Richmond midfielder Jacob Hopper was a no-show at Tigers training today and appears to be in doubt for Friday's blockbuster against Collingwood after picking up a knee injury last week. Dustin Martin is also a wait-and-see after being subbed out against the Crows. Last night, defender Nathan Broad was handed a four-match ban for his sling tackle. And Australia's announced their squad for the upcoming Women's Ashes series. Tassie Tiger Heather Graham has been selected for her first Ashes tour, with Meg Lanning to captain the side.